If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard Team. Frank Wasilewski from Access. Chris Hoffman from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. And the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. We got a packed show. We've got Dave Schluter. Thank you, by the way, Mr. Jennings. We got Dave Schluter, real estate attorney, trust planning expert. We've got Chris Hoffman from Lindemann. We've got Frank Wasilewski, Access, and in for Jeremy. We've got Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard Legacy Team. Start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are here for the next 3 hours. I'm glad Chris is here because we got the heat dome from the Southwest moving in. We're going to be talking about air conditioning, which is kind of critical, I would say. Sarah's in for Jeremy. How's the seat?
I am in charge, guys. It's going to be a good show.
And we're all scared.
I know.
Fergie, the engineer, is the one that's in dire straits right now. He comes in here. He started explaining buttons to her. I'm like, bad move.
Just letting you know. I'm pressing all of them.
I'm like, all she needs to know is the volume on her headset there for you.
Everyone text in. I can't wait.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Dave, what are we talking about today, buddy?
Well, a lot of people have accepted power of attorney for their older relatives or some neighbors who trust them. And then they're still doing okay, and they want to list their house with Sarah. They say, oh, what a pain that's going to be. Hey, if the neighbor or grandma's still all there, even though they have power of attorney, they can run their own show and you can stay on your vacation. What do you know?
Phone number.
630-285-5300 and 122 in Death Valley yesterday, Dave.
I know. It's going to be it's going to get hot here this week. That's why we got Chris from Lindemann and Chris Hoffman. How'd I do, Chris?
You did well.
Did all right?
Yeah.
The color's coming back to your face. I never saw somebody go from like red to complete white, and it's good. Fast recovery. You've got a good circular system. Is that what it's called?
Circulatory, probably.
Circular system.
That's a good oval system.
It's short for circulation. What's up, Chris?
Not much. Thanks for having me. I'm here to talk about the importance of AC repair and maintenance for this summer season and what can happen if you don't do that.
Hottest record down in a heat record. Hottest record for temperature heat.
What is happening?
Let's start the show.
I'm trying to follow you.
How about this? It's summer. It's hot.
The highest temperature ever recorded in Las Vegas. Yeah, that's better. That came out and it rolled right off the tongue. Hottest temperature ever recorded in Las Vegas was just yesterday, I believe. And that is all moving to the east, and we're going to get a little piece of that this week.
Yeah, I think starting Thursday, they say, through the weekend, it's going to get pretty hot here.
Mm. Awesome.
Yep. Summer's coming.
And a lot of our
finally.
Finally. A lot of Roy Spencer and Joel Spencer and Laura Ann have been really happy. Mm-hmm. With the way things have started off here. But it's going to get steamy, and a lot of our listeners do not realize that Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace also added an HVAC division during COVID.
Yes, we did. We thought that would be a good time to start another division. right at the start of COVID.
What else are we going to do?
Right.
Let's learn about HVAC so that it's been a big part of your business and you're running the show.
Yes. These appliances vent out the same chimneys that we service every day. So it was a no-brainer. And, you know, we got many teams out there every day taking care of our customers.
Yeah. Why not?
Right. Why not? Right.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you guys.
It's 847-739-4199.
Frank Wasilewski, Access, had a pleasurable lunch on Thursday.
Yep, and breakfast this morning. And breakfast. I get to see you twice in 1 week. I know. I'm a lucky guy.
Lucky dog.
My wife's like...
Let's go to the other. Did you sleep last night?
Let's get out.
It's the fruit. It was loaded fruit at breakfast this morning.
It was loaded with gummies or something. I think they went down to the pot store and shaved some gummies in my watermelon this morning. Yes. So what do we do? I'll just go right into your topic. What are we talking about today?
I want to talk more about this Illinois home grant that is designed to help people with disabilities in the middle income class. We are out there doing our first round of assessments, and I am so happy to say that the majority of them are WGN listeners. This program starts July 1st,
right,
and this program is helping us get the message out to them. So exciting to talk about.
And when the $7 million runs out, it's out until it gets replenished.
It's out until July 1st of next year. So if we are a WGN listener with a disability, we want you to have this.
Oh, July to July.
July to July.
Oh, so that's the fiscal year. I wasn't aware of that.
It's all by fiscal year.
Okay, so better get in line. Are they taking applications now? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes. They started taking applications last month. We got the word out last month. We're starting to do the assessments now for when it gets funded July 1st.
Got it. If our listeners want to reach out to you guys.
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
All right. Sarah Leonard's in for Jeremy.
Megapros.com.
Your hair length is the same as Jeremy's, which is ironic.
I know. I heard he had his a ponytail last week.
But not, Jeremy has those beautiful curls.
He does.
Not that your hair's not beautiful.
Right. We disinfected his seat, and now I'm ready to go.
And, nice. Okay. Not as much product as Jeremy, so she could walk by an open flame and not explode.
Yeah, it's a little less crunchy.
It's good. All right. I got a statistic here I want to share with you coming back out of the break. All right. We got Home Sweet Home Chicago. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach you?
224-239-3966 or SarahLeonardSells.com.
All right, we got a packed show. We got to hit a break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're coming back with Frank from Access talking more about the grant program after these messages.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Are you enjoying sitting over there and seeing all the text coming?
I'm so powerful right now. This is great.
Are you kidding me?
Jeremy's usually in seat two, and it's got a screen that you can see the text. And Sarah's usually in the other three seats on the other side.
I got promoted, guys.
Chill out.
So we told her about the text. She hasn't been this quiet and more like into the show ever. So I texted a picture of her sitting in Jeremy's quote-unquote seat, and I said, you're going to have a tough time removing Sarah. And Jeremy's like, it's on.
First rule of Bike Club is you do not talk about Bike Club.
I'm in charge, guys. So scary.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I forgot we had a mailbag section here. So I just want to go over a couple of things I talked to listeners with. But first, Don Kleppen. When Donnie was in, I think last week or the week before, I brought him those two onesies, one that said Team Hochberg, future loan officer, and the other one said Home Sweet Home Chicago logo, because one of my team members has a sister that does that. So then I'm like, he busted my chops, so I didn't give him a wedding gift, so then I got to come over the top and replace the wedding gift. And Don Kleppen, Mr. Yes, Politically sir. Correct, oh, everybody yes, gave me nice gifts here.
It's true.
Which I know that my gifts were number 1A and 1B. So 1A was the onesies. 1B, Donnie, what's 1B?
A lot of diaper rash butt paste.
10 huge containers.
Yes.
Of butt paste.
More than I've ever seen at one time. Or ever thought I would.
Liar.
That's the one that you personally use, right, Dave?
I asked him.
I knew it.
I asked him, what kind do they use?
Yes.
Does Violet use? Because I know he uses a different type than his daughter, Violet.
I have my own preferences.
And I wanted to make sure that we got him the preference of his newborn.
Which you did. And thank you for that.
10 jars.
Yes.
If you're going to get a baby gift.
It's a full pallet.
It's a full pallet.
Yeah. Yes. It cost him $500 to get it off the truck.
Yes.
My problem.
A whole closet is just stuffed with it. It's great. But I know that we'll use it, and I do appreciate it because we did need it.
Keep your grubby fingers out of there, okay?
There's no risk of that, man. I'm not going to go in.
I'm just letting you know.
But yeah, I appreciate it.
It's for Violet, not for personal use, Don.
I got it.
Okay. We love you.
Thanks, buddy.
Turn your mic off. All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I just want to do, I like doing the first segment, how we help listeners. Listener called me. He's like, hey, I'm looking for a reverse mortgage. Lives in Gurnee. He's lived in the same home in Gurnee. You're supposed to call in today. He's disappeared. lived in the same home in Gurnee for 18 years. He has the original mortgage on his home from 18 years ago. He wanted a reverse mortgage. He didn't qualify for a reverse mortgage. I told him why. And then I'm like, send me your mortgage statement. And his question was, he had a $40,000 lien against his property, which he forgot about. So I called the servicer with him. I'm like, you got to give him permission to talk to me. This is David Hochberg. He's my mortgage consultant. Great. He forgot that he modified his loan during COVID, and they added $40,000 to the back of his loan. That's just sitting there.
Yeah, which he signed off on, and he knew.
He forgot. Okay. Right? I said, and then they modified his loan down. He's got a 2% loan, right? Ooh. They modified his loan down. I'm like, dude, I can't do you any better than this.
Yeah.
Do you feel good with the explanation of this? He was totally good with it. And then we're looking. I'm like, what's this 40? So ladies on the phone, great service rep there. He's paying $43 a month at PMI. I go, is he in an FHA loan? She's like, no, it's PMI from when they took the loan out 16 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
In Gurnee. Okay, Gurnee. So I Zillow the address. It's $350,000 single family. He owes $160,000 on the house.
Oh.
I'm like, I think it's time to drop the PMI.
Yeah.
So I'm like, could you put through a BPO, right? Mm-hmm. A broker's opinion letter, price opinion, whatever the hell BPO stands for. So I'm going to save him. What is BPO?
Broker price opinion.
Okay, I was close. I had just maybe not in the right order. I usually call them BOPs, right? Because I just like how it comes out of my mouth.
But BOP. It wouldn't be BOP. It'd be BPO. Be BPO.
No, it'd be BOP. BOP. Broker's opinion.
Anyway, BPO. It's broker.
Anyway, okay. I'm waiting to hear the outcome, Dave. Let's go.
So the long story short, they're going to put through this request. It's going to cost between $75 and $125 to get a real estate agent to give their opinion. That's going to come in at $350.
Right.
And we're going to save the guy $480 a year, which is huge for this guy.
That's great.
That's why at every purchase I say, you need to track it. They're not out of their own kindness going to say, you know, I think we could cancel that for them and make less money.
Yeah, let's drop that for you.
So I actually have people put it in their phone for like 5 years out
because,
you know, Apple. And just say, where am I at? And now in this market, you're probably there on the way home.
Right. So that all consumers know, once you get to 80% loan to value, so you have 20% equity in your home, you don't have to pay mortgage insurance anymore. So once the value gets to that point, because you've either paid down principal, right, or the values have increased, then you should be able to waive that mortgage insurance, like Dave had said.
Frank?
Then how does it get to 16 years? I mean, should the banks or the mortgage company lenders already just be waiving that?
That's what he's saying.
Exactly.
So are they going to reimburse them?
No.
They never did it?
No.
Well,
that's the point I'm trying to make. So all of our listeners that are paying, if you have an FHA loan and you've gone into the FHA loan in the past, I think, 10 years, and you put less than 10% down, you've got PMI on that loan for 30 years. It's not going away. If you have a conventional loan and you have PMI, call your go to Zillow.com, look up your address, plug it, it'll give you an estimated value. Call a real estate agent to get an estimated value of your home. Take your loan amount, divide it by 0.8, your remaining loan amount. And if your value is above 0.8, then ask your lender to pull it off, to do an investigation.
I think that lender just owes that guy something. And should at least, at a minimum, here, I'm going to pay next month's mortgage for you. You know, just take a month off on us because we screwed you for 16 years.
I'm going to make a prediction.
However, they modified him and got him through COVID. I don't represent them, but it's not the cleanest story in the deal.
The bottom line
is they don't initiate it.
You have a better chance of buffaloes running out of your rear end right now than that.
I don't know. I got a pretty good chance of that. Breakfast was pretty good.
Then that servicer giving them a free year's worth of mortgage payments. Okay.
It's great advice, though, because people aren't thinking about it. You just pay the payment and you get in the routine of doing it. But it's a good reminder.
It's a great reminder. Yeah. You could save a couple of bucks. And then my wife, you were in here last week with the cicada story. Right, she wanted me to go home and spray the cicadas off the tree as if they don't fly. Right, like okay. So she sends me this. So all the people that have got Ring, right?
Yeah.
So she's firing on me. Okay, again. Right. I'm like innocent here. Okay. She's like, was this you?
You're never innocent.
You know. She's like, was this you on the Ring? Did you respond? Because somebody posted something. I guess you could respond. I've never been on Ring in my life. I don't even know what it is. Right. So she sends me this. Did anyone just hear a huge vibrating boom go off? Any idea what that was? It did sound like fireworks, okay? So then somebody who would kind of sound like me goes on, and she accused this of being me, which I know everybody's going to find this hard to believe. I ate sushi at a gas station, blew up a bathroom, then didn't mean to startle you. So she's thinking that's me. I swear to God, it's on the Zoom right here.
Oh,
I got
my
it.
Gosh.
She's like, was that you? I'm like, was that me? What? I'm like, first of all, I'm not eating sushi at a gas station. Second of all, I'm not going to go. I don't even know how to, like, post. Show me how to do it, and I'll start doing something.
Giving me too much credit.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to have access to that, because that would be something that.
Oh, man. We had one in our neighborhood. A state trooper has pulled over a white Camry. What is it? And one of my neighbors.
A white Camry.
Goes, it's a state trooper pulling over. and it's the best. And he does it every time.
312-981-7200. 847. Did you see another cop in Chicago was shot in their bulletproof vest this week? I think on Monday or Tuesday. Good job, Hochberg. Please don't get too excited about the beer. So that's my Packers fan who's about ready to get steamrolled for the next 15 years. 312-981-7200. Let's tease the segment, Frank. There's 7 million. We're going to come back to you with the segment. I wish the listener called in, but I think we did a good job of informing our listeners to look at your mortgage statement. If you're paying PMI, now's a good time to contact your servicer, because we've seen rapid appreciation over the past 4 years.
So they look at their unpaid principal balance, right?
Divided by 0.8. And if that 0.8 is less than what your online value is, or what your realtor tells you what your value is, contact your servicing company, the 800 number on your mortgage statement, and ask them to look to drop your PMI.
Some
of them will look in their system to see what other loans they've closed in the area and automatically do it, which happened to a couple other listeners I helped. But this servicing company, after 16 years, wants a broker opinion letter and whatever. So within 30 days, this family is going to be saving close to $500 a year. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right, we got to tease. Good 10 seconds to tease, Frank.
$7.5 million grant out there for Illinois, and this is designed for middle income families.
All right. Coming up next on Home Sweet Home Chicago, Frank Wazlewski, XX. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got text blowing in here, Frank.
Love it.
This is a great one. Will the Illinois Home Grant be available for tenants? Are tenants eligible? So somebody renting a home or renting an apartment that needs help. Yeah.
Four qualifications. Are you an Illinois resident? So you can't cross the border from Wisconsin and get this, right? You got to be Illinois resident. You have to own or rent the place that you're staying at.
There you go.
Third qualification is you have to have a documented disability, either you or a family member or ward that is living with you.
Okay.
Fourth, you have to be under 2 times the county that you live in, the county's median income.
Average median income.
That's it.
Right.
Wow.
And we went over it last show. And if you want to know what your average median income is for your county, text it in, 312-981-7200. It's the same lookup that we use for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans to see if you qualify for Home Ready, Home Pass.
I'm curious what that is, in like Cook County or
DuPage. It's like 12,000.
We were like 240.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for Cook County.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Cook County, believe it or not, was not the highest county in the state.
Really?
Yeah. It blew Dave's mind away, too.
Well, yeah, what is, Lake or what?
Nope.
DuPage?
Nope. Farther south.
Will.
Peoria's County.
Oh.
Yeah.
Farmers.
A lot of money down the university, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And it has to go with the, it's the MSA.
Yeah.
Right? So it's got to do with that. So here, Cook County, just to let you know, I'm calling up right now, the average median income is $109.8.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you're at 119. You're at 219. You're at 219.6. So if you have a combined income of 219.6 within Cook County, you qualify.
Yeah.
And typically, it was for low to moderate income individuals that would qualify for grants.
Correct.
Right.
This is a game changer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So when they came out with this law, and it is law, so it'll be there year after year. When they came out with this law, the other thing that they did kind of piggyback on this is you can't double dip into state funding. So if you're already receiving low income assistance, you know, for through the Department of Human Services
for whatever,
right? You can't double dip and qualify for this program too. This program is really qualified for people, or is made for people who are in that middle income bracket, who might be making $175,000 a year. They have a family member who, say, had a stroke, who's no longer able to work and
has an $8,000 a month caretaker to come in that's eating into that $175,000 that you're getting a third of after taxes. So when you start chopping it up, the people that are saying, oh, $175,000, you should be able to afford it. Stay in your lane.
Okay?
What's happening in your home doesn't that necessarily apply to somebody else's home. So have your opinion, but keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Because this is a game changer.
And the people that wrote this law, they didn't just throw out a willy-nilly number of two times the median income. They studied this for years. So you have this middle income bracket. That population is sending more people into nursing homes than any other bracket.
Wow.
So the fact of the matter is there isn't enough beds. Mm-hmm. There's only enough beds to serve 11% of the aging population, period.
Wow.
You know, so they have, and it costs the state an enormous amount of money to pay a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as soon as they deplete all your income and you become a ward of the state.
Right.
So this program is going to save the state well over $100 million.
And help so many people. Yeah. Yes.
And help so many people stay in their home, which, if you stay in your home, you live longer.
Right.
You know, and you're healthier and you're more active, which is all good things for your health.
And you're happier. It's your surrounding, and you have less chance of getting sick being around other people in nursing homes that might have some type of sickness that you might catch.
Or depression. You're not with your family. So as soon as you get depressed and you're older, then things just tend to go downhill fast.
So what's the process look like if somebody wanted to take advantage? What do they have to do?
We made it easy.
Yeah.
Go to allaboutaccess.com. Okay. We have a fast link right on our homepage.
Okay.
Just click the button to apply for the program.
Okay.
You go in there. You answer 5 questions. It all submits into the Centers for Independent Living.
Oh, well done.
They'll process it. And then they'll contact you to say, okay, yes, you qualify. You have to send supporting documentation on the actual disability. So again, you can't just throw a cast on and hope to get your bathroom.
My knee hurts, right?
Yeah, it has to be through a medical doctor.
Okay,
And be documented, and then they'll send out a group like me, our company, to go out and assess the home and report back to the SILS what's in the best interest of the client, how much it would cost to do it.
Okay,
and then funding starts from there.
Wow.
So you come out, so they get approved for $25,000. Pick a number, right? They get approved for how does it work?
It's not dollar based. It's need based. So if somebody is living in a home that, say, has 4 steps going up, and they have a really short front yard, and you can't just build a ramp because it'll be too steep. It'll be like the steps will be safer. So, and it needs a lift, and it costs $32,000 to do.
Okay.
It's going to be funded. If you have you have to knock out a kitchen and a bedroom in order to make a bathroom that's accessible, and it costs $52,000, it can be covered.
Wow.
It is really, there's no dollar limit to it. When it hits a certain dollar amount, it gets reviewed by the people up in Springfield. The one makes sure that the contractor is not ripping off the state, and that, two, it's in the best interest of the client.
So you guys are determining what the need is and then submitting that in.
Correct.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's
and we
great.
Have a really good rapport with the state, so we have
in good shape.
We can fast track.
Okay, so a listener's listening right now, they go to All About Access, right? They need some type of a lift, safety bar, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Need.
It could be as simple as a grab bar. It could be lever handles because you have arthritis so bad you can't turn your hands, right?
So there's no minimum or, in theory, maximum. It's just the need.
It's the need. What do you need to stay in your home?
Okay, so they go into All About Access, fill out the 5 data points, hit submit, it goes in. Okay, who determines what that need is, like how much they need for their home? Where does that come into play?
So that what they need is really based on what the client states they need.
Okay.
And getting supporting documentation from your doctor saying, yes, I cannot stepping over a tub is not safe for you. We need to remove that tub, put in a walk-in shower.
Easiest example, right?
You give that to the Center for Independent Living. They say, okay, this is what they're looking for. They bring our company out.
That's
we go through and say, okay, yeah, technically feasible. The house isn't going to fall in on itself. We can do this. This is how much it'll cost. And
then it goes in, and then they approve it.
Then they approve it, and away
okay.
we go.
So that's the point. That's the part we don't know how long that's going to take yet, because the doors haven't opened up with the state to approve those type of funds. Yeah,
they are gearing up for it. They're gearing up hard. Kristen from our staff is out there helping educate, like what we do on the vendor side.
Good.
You know, to help so that they have a better understanding of it. So when this thing launches, we can really just go.
So how quick after you get it from the state can you have people out and your team out into homes to determine what their needs are?
Depends. Go Stephen Leahy. It depends on whether or not I have to pull a permit. So it depends on what we're doing. Like if I'm just replacing door handles, I don't need a permit.
Right.
If I'm putting up a temporary ramp, I don't need a permit. If I'm doing a bathroom, I need to pull a permit.
Sure.
So you pull the permit, we get a permit approval, we do the job. But typically, even in that situation, we're in and out in 60 days.
All right.
At worst.
Got it. 312-981-7200. More with Frank. We've got text messages coming in.
I know. I want to read them.
Okay, good. Which we might even actually get them out in proper English with Sarah reading them.
I'm excited for that.
Without words made up.
I turned off my Google Translator.
That's very smart. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We're coming back more with Frank Wasilewski from Access after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wasilewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGN.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We got a text message from McLean, Illinois, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
The average median income down there is $109,400.
Right.
So that's $218,800. If you're under $218,800.
You're doing a math show off today.
Right off the top of my head. I'm a numbers guy.
It's a whole adding two number things
for
together.
Sure.
It's like, he's like, I'm shining.
It's
I'm actually right
person.
On my numbers.
Yeah.
I got my calculator right here next to me. 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. You want to read?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, there's some good ones here. Okay, so it says, your guy, who is working with me in my deck in Jacksonville, he gives dating advice, too. He is fabulous and takes great selfies.
Yeah, Guy's a recent addition to our team, and he handles all of Southern Illinois.
Okay.
So I think of Springfield all the way down to the Kentucky border. He
love
handles
it.
That whole area.
She sent the selfie. It's real cute.
Yeah, he is awesome. So I'm so glad he's taken care of.
She's a very loyal listener and very aggressive. So you might want to tell him, be careful. Okay, she's
hang on for the ride.
Yeah, she's very aggressive in a good way. So, just want to let you know. 312.
Did that other guy get probation?
I don't know. I don't. We haven't seen him. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Where the cops down there are looking along all the riverbanks and low lying ponds. Another one.
Yeah. Does the law apply to a homeowner that has a special needs adult child living with them, and the homeowner is their guardian?
Yes. So it is for. You don't. It's not the homeowner that has to have a disability. It has to be somebody. It could be somebody who's living with you. It could even be an aunt who you've now taken over guardianship for because she, say, had a stroke and couldn't live on her own anymore. Mm-hmm. If you have that legal guardianship, or you know, for medical rights,
yeah,
and they are living with you, your family qualifies.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I want to take this one. Okay, so of course we've got, you know, we got the outliers
here
out there.
Here we go.
9.9 out of 10 are very appreciative of what you're doing, relaying the information. Of course we got the 0.1 out there, okay? Another bureaucratic bloat making people jump through hoops till most will not take advantage. Okay, I guess that's an offhanded slap. Go ahead.
No, I actually like that he put this out here. You're right. Most people would not take advantage of this program. That's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I want these listeners to take advantage of this program.
Right.
You know, it is there. There is no other state in the union that has tried this
mm-hmm.
and it that has put together something that is designed for the middle income.
Yeah.
And I was here on Thursday, was talking to a WGN employee. We were cutting a commercial to let people know about this program. And he goes, oh, man, I wish that, you know, there was something like out there, you know, like this out there for me.
Yeah.
I said, you probably do qualify. Yeah. So we went through it. I'm like, do you make under 200 a year? Yeah. Do you have a disability in your house? Yeah. My wife had a stroke.
Wow.
I'm like, do you own your home? Like, yeah. I'm like, you qualify. He's like, no way. He's like, I need a bathroom remodel. I was trying to figure out how to.
How powerful how to is that?
Yes. Everybody out there says it doesn't apply to me. This is the first program that actually applies to
you. And check in and see. The worst that's going to happen is it's a conversation and you can educate them.
You can give me a call directly. I'll walk you through it. We can talk through it and I'll let you know.
Absolutely.
And as a taxpayer in Illinois my entire adult life, I appreciate that the end game is a tax savings for the state.
Correct.
Because they're not putting all those monies to nursing homes. They're privatizing it and the people are happier. But the overall nut to the state, it's like they're saving 100 times what they're giving to these people.
Correct.
Right. Woodford County has chimed in. Thank you, Woodford County. Very kind text message. The median income down in Woodford County is $91,700. Mm-hmm. So they could go up to $183,400. So
in their county. And that's super important. It's every county in the state is getting part of this. It's not like $7 million going to Cook County and, you know, $500,000 is going to Lake County.
Shared among the state.
It is spread out. Based on population, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, but there's dollars going out to every single county in the state. So everybody qualifies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep them coming. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You want to take the one from 309 up top there? That's a good one.
How about the 708? It says, well done, Access. What you do is so important. Keeping people at their home is the best thing we can possibly do for them.
Makes me cry every day.
There we go, baby.
A 309 texter said, thanks, my 100-year-old biology high school teacher will be so happy. So I'm assuming that their 100-year-old biology teacher, 100-year-old high school teacher that happened to teach biology is a better way to state it because people could understand it.
Biology is a big word for you.
It's a big word.
I'm very proud
four
of
syllables.
You.
It's a
four
lot syllables.
It's a small condensed word with four syllables. Throw me off every time. I had Mr. Taylor at Gemini at Junior High School, but go ahead.
No, it's super important because the age limit on this is newborn to death. It doesn't matter how old you are, which is, again, totally different because every state program ends at age 60. Existing or you have to be under the age of 18.
Wow.
You know, so this program is if you're unable to get aid anywhere else, mm-hmm. that's what this is designed for.
So income and age are the big two differentiators for this one, because the income is middle class.
Correct.
And the age is any.
Correct.
It's great.
Paperwork 847 made this comment. Paperwork will need to be completed during the assessment and documents provided. Feel free to contact me. I don't know who this person is, but contact All About Access.
And honestly, medical records, I don't want your medical records, right? I'm a general contractor. I'm an elevator contractor. You're going to work with the Center of Independent Living. Keep your medical records private. They will verify that it's legitimate and let us know that we are good to go to help you out.
And they followed up thanking us for discussing the subject. It's through WGN that we learned about it. So
that's great.
They must have already reached out.
And again, the assessments that we're starting to do, that's all WGN listeners, so I couldn't be more proud that we're actually getting the word out and helping people that like this show, because there's very few people around that like David Hochberg.
Right.
So we got to help them.
And that includes my wife.
We're really limiting that population.
My wife is probably on the top of that list. Depends on the day and what I say, or when I said it, or into who I said it to.
Or if you're driving and doing videos.
Or naturally.
She probably likes you best when you're here and not at home.
Right. She doesn't even know where I'm at.
This job keeps him married.
Right.
Radio. I say, yeah, I got a radio show. She's like, what? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Please repeat the name of the program for the disability assistance, Frank, before we had the break.
Yes, it is the Illinois Home Modification Program, and it's being administered by the Centers for Independent Living.
What's your website so they can apply?
www.allaboutaccess.com.
So this is a program from the tip of Illinois, the bottom tip down by Carbondale, right where along the Ohio River. I know you're
actually Metropolis. That's a southern road.
Okay, that too, which is on the Ohio River, right? Did I get that right? And the Mississippi mm-hmm. come together. Okay, get extra credit.
sure it does.
Right down there. Okay, all the way from the tip of Illinois.
If you're getting a Kentucky news station. And you live in Illinois?
You qualify.
You qualify.
If you live in the great state of Illinois.
You qualify.
We all have different definitions of great, but if you live in Illinois, you qualify.
Yes.
And you should go to allaboutaccess.com And we, if you want more information about what your county's AMI, average median income, that's a little acronym we use.
We in the biz.
And again, if you're unsure and you're afraid to, you know, to fill out an application, give me a call.
Yeah.
You know, just I'd be happy to talk to you about it, walk you through it, answer, you know, we could be on the
What's
phone
your number?
In like 2 minutes. 630-616-6249.
You should put the link up that I sent you last time you were on your website so people can look up.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah. 312-981-720. You're welcome, marketing genius. It's actually on the website. What's that?
It's on the website, okay. Right next to the application. Okay,
nice try, Dave.
312-981. I'm turning your mic so off. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Dave Schluter coming up after the news, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. David Jennings, the big voice boy. Big voice man. He's my boy, my guy. I specifically asked Dave to do it because I wanted somebody local. Great, great guy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We got some text questions about trusts, which is not normal. So you've excited people about trusts, which is amazing. So
I'm all up because Pat Sajak had his last show last night.
I know.
Night, so
I know.
My game's on.
You're still depressed. It's between you and Ryan Seacrest to replace Pat Sajak. My money's on Ryan.
And my money's on Dave.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I'll take them. I'll take that bet right now. Because they've already announced that Ryan Seacrest will be
after the summer. We have summer reruns.
Yeah. And something could happen to Pat to Ryan Seacrest. So if you see David Schluter walking down the stairs behind you, Ryan Seacrest, you might want to take the elevator. 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com. From 773, Dave, if I have a trust and change my beneficiaries, you're going to take the next one.
For sure.
If I have a trust and change my beneficiaries from my kids, 50%, wife, 50%, to all of my wife, 100%, do I need to change the trust? Mostly insurance policies. You did the trust, by the way.
So if he titled them as the beneficiary of the trust, yes, they will follow the latest version of whatever we've done. There's only one article of the trust that you have to fool with this. It's not expensive at all. But if you went ahead and put with the insurance company, wife first and then the kids, and didn't fund it through your trust, then they need to get a form from you. But yes, it's possible. All of the trusts that I do are revocable trusts, meaning you can change it until you no longer are alive.
All right. Sarah, you've got one down there from the 815.
Yep. Moved from Illinois to Wisconsin, planned on updating our will to our new address. Saw a financial advisor who told us we do not need a lawyer or a will. Just set everything up, transfer upon death. What does Dave think?
I think what they should do, since my malpractice carrier makes me sign every November 1st that I don't do any out-of-state work or they'll drop me, is to find a local lawyer, bring in your stuff, and just say, this is what my advisor is saying. Are they correct? I don't think you should ever give up an estate plan just in case some asset is out there that you haven't done pay on death. So I do disagree with that person. And also the medical powers of attorney and financial powers of attorney while you're alive definitely should be approved by a Wisconsin lawyer. They'll look at our Illinois one and they'll say, yeah, it meets our requirements, but you never want to be in an ER trying to treat your wife or your one of your kids with a power of attorney and they go, oh, yours doesn't cut it. And then you're going to a $5,000 guardianship that you could have done for $150 with a new POA.
Frank, you had a question for Dave?
Oh, no, just a statement. And if you have a financial advisor giving you that kind of advice, please find a new financial advisor.
Right.
Right. I'm just going to say that, you know, you're not throwing them under the bus, but the issue is get somebody there for a consultation, even if they charge you a few $100 for Wisconsin's interpretation. But, yeah, it happens every day. We have people who, you know, get second opinions and it's all part of the mix. And, you know, as Dave would say, sometimes staying in the lane is the best. I would never tell anybody where to invest their money, for example.
All right. So we've had a situation here from a listener called you. Ready? Power of attorney for financial matters for her mom, who is a widow. Okay. Her mom is going to be putting her house up for sale, and the power of attorney is already in effect, but but she is still active and healthy. Does she need to be involved in the listing of the home and eventual signing of the closing document, or can the mother do it since the mother is of the right state of mind and body?
Yeah, if the mother's doing fine, the daughter can relax. Don't throw out the document because something could happen on a later transaction. But the issue is the realtor can meet. Sarah comes to take the listing or they do DocuSign. If mom's still there, the power of attorney's active, but if the person is not necessarily needing that help, yes, they can sign their own closing documents, pick up their own proceeds check, work with me on the correspondence, and you can help, but you're not going to have the obligation to attend closing or be docu-signing for Chase Banks, Riders, or whatever.
So mom's got all of her mental acuity. She's fine. And the daughter can't step in and say, I don't want you to sell a home. I've got power of attorney.
The Power of Attorney Act is more on to things that people do every day to people than you wouldn't believe. They figured out everything in the statute. So the number one principle is if you are an agent and you are named, you can only do what's in the best interest and desires of the person who assigned you. So putting your name on a CD with mom, using your power of attorney, presume fraud. When I started out, the needle was the other way in Illinois. It was that mom must have wanted to do that as a gift, but there was enough crap going on where people were manipulating seniors.
Sure.
Now it's presumed. If you benefited in any way financial, you have to prove the negative that you were being honest. And it all lights up when the person dies.
Sure.
Because the sisters go, where's the other 100 grand? Mm. So it's a wonderful law that it makes you on the defensive that the action you're taking is presumed fraud if you benefited.
Just to keep you from doing what's right.
Right.
Correct. 30 seconds before the break. We got to hit the break on time because I'm being very cautious about that.
You're an A-plus student.
So far, I'm 1 for 3 today. So if you, what percentage of your business, I found this fascinating at lunch, what percentage of your business has a mortgage and are doing cash?
Half.
Whew.
Half cash, which was never that way.
Right.
You're crazy.
The money's coming out from the sidelines and the generation passing on to the next generation is happening, our age people. And it changes how we do it, but you still got to have to work hard. But cash.
And plus, you're making a ton of money on the sale.
Yeah, half for cash.
Half for cash.
Right.
Yeah.
Wild.
I want to thank you half for those, that 50%. My kids needed braces, and they're going to have screwed up teeth the rest of their lives. It's very nice. Dave, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
Sure. 630-285-5300. And I'm announcing also I have the domain WGNattorney.com. How about
that? There it is. Nice. That's job. A great one.
Wow. Yeah. All right, we're going to come back with Chris Hoffman, who will be taking off oxygen and the paddles already after the break from Lindeman Chimney HVAC. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Dave will be here for the remainder of the show. Keep the texts coming in and phone calls coming in at 312-981-7200, which is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
These shows are interesting.
They're exciting.
Yeah, especially with Sarah in here. They're extremely interesting. And you start talking about blow tests, it goes completely off the rails. Whenever I say that, I can't look at Sarah.
Whoa! Yeah, that's door in there, but, that's fine.
Blow door test?
Lower door test.
Lower door.
Mine sounds better.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981. It's like a 13-year-old birthday party in here. That's when you're in here. It really is.
It's extreme brain power.
Yeah. The sophomoric level goes down.
I think that's the FCC calling right now.
Yes, right. That's
Sean Compton. I'm having a good time, though.
Sean Compton, line 1. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So, Chris, you've been sitting here for an hour and 20 minutes. We apologize if we've shocked the heck out of you here. And thank God for that seatbelt, or else you'd be in the elevator down the stairs and out the window. So Lindeman Chimney HVAC, they started the division during COVID because you're in and out of everybody's homes anyway. You got the you've got the chimney inspections going on anyway, and a lot of our listeners don't realize that a lot of the HVAC units are vented through the chimney. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Yeah, your furnace and your water heater vent through your appliance chimney, just like your fireplace, and they can have issues with that as well. So when the chimney sweeps were inspecting those to see if there's any cracks in their flue tiles or deterioration in the masonry in that, They would also look at the water heater if there was a problem. And before, they would refer that type of business out to other companies that we had connections with. So we just decided that instead of referring our customers to other companies, why don't we take care of them ourselves as well? So we decided to start the initiative with the HVAC department, April of 2020. And, you know, it's just been growing year over year as our customers learn that we're in this business. The being on the radio and advertising with WGN listeners has definitely helped as well. And, you know, we're just continuing to grow that that division.
That's great. Have just said because of the show, not just, you know, because of the radio, but that's fine. Well,
no, I'll tell you, I have a rental property that I own in Streamwood, and we had an issue with the fireplace, and you guys came out, and the village was so tough to work with, and you guys did a great job, and then you guys ended up doing some furnace work for us, and it was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what percentage of your current chimney, because somebody, of course, jumps in. Hi, David. Why are you adding a vowel to the word chimney? Well, 630, it's a simple answer. Because I can't.
Because you can.
Yes. Chimney.
That's because we all watched Mary Poppins growing up, and that's how they sing it.
Yeah.
Chimney. Real tour.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you transition into this new business right as COVID hits. Congratulations. Perfect timing. Right?
Perfect.
March 15th, we all thought we were going to die and the world's going to end 2020. And then you geniuses roll out, let's start up an HVAC company.
And you can die in comfort at 72 degrees.
Yes.
There we go.
Right.
That'll be on bumper stickers. Lindemann HVAC. Call us
now. Die in comfort.
Call us now. So where did this... So this push came... because of that, right? There was an opportunity. And how many of your existing chimney clients have you been able to convert to HVAC company?
Probably right now we're about 10 to 15% right now. You know, we send out mailings and advertising to all our customers, but some of them have already had some loyal, lasting relationships with their current providers already. They still use us for chimney. They know that we're in the business. If their contractor ever falls short or leaves them hanging, we're there for them. But we're about 10 to 15% currently.
Okay.
I just want to make this distinction. Your family-run HVAC company that you've used maybe for the past 10, 15, 50, 100 years might not be family-owned any longer.
Yeah.
And they might have been acquired by a bigger, larger national company through a roll-up of a consolidation. And you might think that you're dealing with the same family-run business that you have been for the past 40, 50, 60 years, but you're not.
That's correct.
Because the same people are not running it. And the new people that are running it might not be running it at the same standards and the same customer service levels that you might have expected when the other company that was three or four generations running it, it's not the same company. So if you think you've got brand loyalty to your previous company, you really don't. It's a brand new company that you're working with because the family that had run the company and sold out, nobody's there from the old family. So you might want to ask if you were using a family-run business. And, you know, prior to moving into our new home, and we went with a geothermal system. So I've got these guys that come in, great guys, but my HVAC guys, I used to use all temp up north and went to high school with Robbie Merholtz. He ran it, right? Those were my guys. I used them all the time, right? And Robbie still owns it. I know there are some companies like on the southwest side that have sold out to other people. They no longer run the company, but their clients still think they own the company. So when you're looking at trying to be loyal and you think you're going to be using the same people, it's not the same people, and you might want to just look around
into it,
to see if you're getting the right type of service that you were getting with a corporate-run company as opposed to a family-run company. What would you say to that as you compete with these corporate-run companies that are buying up all the family-owned companies?
I'd say you're spot on. We get a lot of our new customers, they aren't treated with that level that they used to get from the owner that used to be the one that would come out to their house year over year. Maybe their wife was the one answering the phone. They developed that relationship. Well, they retire, they sell sell that company to another company or a private equity company, a larger national type franchise company.
Yeah.
And they don't feel valued anymore like that. That they did with that company that they've used for a long period of time. So they come, they give us a shot because they've used us with their chimney work, much like you did, Sarah, there. And, yeah. You know, that's how we're gaining our customers in that way.
Yeah. You said that you guys do programs where they can come and you do seasonal tune-ups. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. We offer annual maintenance plans where we come out twice a year, once in the fall to service the furnace, once in the spring, summer to service the air conditioner, make mm-hmm. sure everything's working in tip-top shape, take care of any problems before they become big problems, mm-hmm. usually during 4th of July weekend or Thanksgiving or Christmas weekend, New Year's Eve, that sort of stuff, when your systems tend to be running a little bit harder and taxed. And so we see those things and we get them taken care of before they become problems, or make suggestions of possible replacement before you are in desperate need of
it. Yeah, it's like getting an oil change for your car. You have to do the maintenance in order for it to run.
You hit it on the head, and we say that all the time. It's you have maintenance done in your car. Every one of us has that.
Yeah.
We understand that. These are machines much like the car, sure. and they will break without having somebody look at it.
Yeah, some of the most expensive annually. Things in your house, right? You've got to maintain them.
Well, 100%. I figured out my guy sold out because the new guy wanted to do the AC tune-up by Zoom.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
by Zoom?
By Zoom.
That's crazy.
That's a joke.
That's an
I'm
instant
saying
turn
that I figured out he sold. I'm just way ahead today.
Yeah, you are.
Everybody's looking for a new gimmick. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
We have a definition, different definitions of ahead. But you know, Dave will be on stage at Zany's tonight. We don't know where.
Two drink minimum.
Yeah, 2 drink minimum at like 1 a.m. Yeah. And then the comedy club closes at 11.
Midnight.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't bad, actually.
No, it really was. So on a scale, we got texters calling in now that Sarah has disclosed.
We have texters texting in.
Yeah, that too. Now that Sarah has... thanks for the correction.
You are welcome.
This is why you're co-host.
That's right.
Well done.
I am you're welcome.
Well, we just had somebody call in about what the median income was for Lake County, right? Even though I said, please
there's
call.
There's no getting out of this one.
Right. Right. It's right. 219.6. So I had it in my head. Texters texting it.
Right.
All right, calling in. So now listeners are texting in like crazy wanting to know how dirty Sarah's chimney actually was. Chimney.
That's a good question. I wasn't there. I have no way of knowing.
He signed an NDA.
Suck. What type of weak answer is that? Was it on? Okay.
He knows who's running
that's
this
exactly
show. He's staying
right
on the good side.
He knows what's going on.
Now I know what the Benjamin underneath the table was. Hey, you know, and the whispering between these two before the show. 312-9- Hey, don't say anything about my chimney. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I want to come back talk about this heat dome. Which I sure. know we're joking about it, but there's nothing to joke about. There are people dying in Arizona and Nevada right now because it's so flipping hot. And
yeah.
I mentioned it a couple of years back in the 80s. They had meat trailers, cooling trucks that were stacking dead bodies when I was living on Lakeshore Drive because of the heat wave.
Right.
Back, I think it was 1987, 88, somewhere
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, people would not go see their relatives. Just like, right. check on your relatives, and they wouldn't.
Well, and the experienced homeowners were on fixed incomes, and they didn't yeah. want to turn the air conditioning
right.
on. And
shut the windows.
And they baked inside their own apartments. Yeah. So this is no joking matter.
Yeah.
And I want you to talk about it because the heating systems and the HVAC systems are going to be getting a workout later on this coming week. In the next 7 days, you're going to be pushing it to the limit, and you better have this guy's phone number available because you're going to need to be calling because some of our listeners' units are not going to be working. Phone number before we hit the break.
847-739-4199.
All right, we're going to take a quick break on time, by the way, right before the bottom of the hour. We're going to throw it over to the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. More with our friend, I forgot your name already, Chris Hoffman from Lindemann Chimney Roofing. No, Lindemann Chimney HVAC after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So in all seriousness, Chris Hoffman.
Yes, dude.
Lindemann Chimney.
It's a very serious
moment of silence as we gather here today.
Yeah. For right.
We got some heat coming our way, buddy.
Yep.
I mean, anybody that hasn't seen a newscast lately, there is a huge dome of heat on the southwest portion, just sitting over the southwest portion of the United States right now. And they're having record-breaking heat, and people are dying like they died here in the, I believe it was the 80s, or late 80s, early 90s, when they had the meat trucks, freezer trucks, putting dead bodies in Diversity Harbor parking lot. How do I know? I used to live at 2800 North Lakeshore Drive, which is the last building on Diversity that overlooked the Diversity Harbor parking lot. So I saw the freezer trucks because the morgues were all loaded up. Mm-hmm. So what should our listeners do? Filters, I would assume, would be one thing. You know, what tips can they do now to make sure that their system's ready for what we're about ready to hit? Because let's be honest, we haven't had a really long extended heat wave yet this season.
Correct. Well, what a homeowner can do when it gets warm, things that they can make sure that it's working as efficiently as it can without having a technician dive in there. But what they can do is make sure their filters are clean, so that way there's no restrictive in the air movement, so they can exchange the air faster in the house. But keep the shades drawn to keep it darker in there so that the sun doesn't beat in. Mm-hmm. Keep your, if you have the option on your thermostat, turn your fan from auto to on, so that way it'll keep circulating the air in the house even after the air conditioner reaches its set point. Okay. If you have cottonwood trees in your area that have been falling over the last several weeks, those get sucked up on the AC unit. You could take a hose and wash those down so it kind of clears that up. It kind of acts like a you're in your dryer, the lint screen.
Sure.
You have to clean that, otherwise your unit won't operate properly.
Yeah.
It's the same thing outside. If the cottonwood seeds get sucked up on there, it restricts the air flow from going there. Your unit can run warmer and not cool properly.
Okay.
So if I'm doing this with a garden hose, should I put it on full jet stream and just start blasting that thing, or is it more like a sprinkle setting?
You don't want to do jet stream because you could cause damage to it. The little sprinkle stream, it may not be enough. Somewhere in between may be okay.
Okay.
Just enough to kind of, as you see it, rinsing down.
Awesome.
But if it's really bad, I suggest you contact your HVAC contractor. We can take care of that for you if you give us a call.
Phone number?
It's 847-739-4199. A trained technician go out there, can do that, take off panels if it's really caked on there, check all the components, wires and all that stuff inside there, make sure there's no animals in there, critters chewing on wires or anything like that, and take ratings to make sure your unit's not drawing too much power, which is a sign that it could be struggling to run.
Yeah, and if someone is going to get their AC service, what does that entail?
Well, I mean, it entails the technician will take it apart. It'll clean from inside out. Mm-hmm. Make sure that the coil outside is clean. They'll check all the wires, the connections, all the electrical components. Make sure that they're operating the way they're supposed to.
Okay.
Make any recommendations if they are getting weak or signs of the unit struggling.
Okay.
Because if it struggles when it's only 70 degrees outside, it's going to really struggle when it's 90 or 100.
Yeah.
And that's when it'll break down on you when you need it the most.
So would you suggest people call now to get ahead of that?
Oh, yeah. We've been booked out for the last month and a half with, mm-hmm. with customers getting them checked before the season.
Absolutely.
And we're still out several weeks as well, just with people calling in for checkups. So we still have appointments.
Preventative.
We still have appointments that we can take, but just a lot of people are more proactive in that. And rather than waiting till the worst possible moment,
be proactive, not reactive.
Yeah. They have a grad party, coming up, and it goes down on them when they got 30 people in the house.
Yeah. That's the worst. Yeah.
Mine and Sarah's business with these home inspectors, man, before I would list my house, I'd have you come out, because they're always going to say not working to capacity, and then the buyer has an aneurysm, I don't want to buy. What else have they neglected on their house? But for a couple $100, just get that out of the way before you hit the market.
Right.
Because the inspector is going to open it up, especially the A-coil. They're going to look, there's cracks and, my service. So it helps us in our business if the AC is nice and cool when they come to see the house.
Absolutely.
And it takes it off the radar, and it does make.
It helps our listeners when you're talking on the microphone.
It helps the buyer also say maybe they take care of other things too. Maybe, you know, and they could not be. They could be total scammers. But the issue is maybe since they care about their AC,
yeah.
maybe they did check other things.
We were just talking about that on break, and he said that they send over record that it's been done. So if you have a home inspector who's not a licensed HVAC contractor versus somebody who is a licensed HVAC contractor who's giving you guys a stamp of approval, that's going to carry over in any inspection way more than an inspector's opinion.
Mike and Berwin, you got a question for Chris? Mike?
Yes.
Hi.
Speaking of heat domes, I've got an unfinished attic in a brick bungalow. Is there any benefit to opening the windows and putting screens in, or is it okay to just keep it closed?
Windows in your attic, you're talking about?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, any way you can open that up to allow the air to migrate out of that space. You can also potentially maybe an attic fan or some sort of ventilation mm-hmm. to help get that hot air out of the home to help your overall cool comfort.
Do you guys handle that, or should we refer them over to Lindholm?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really get into the attic fans because you have to penetrate the roof, and we want to make sure that it's sealed up properly, and that's not really our forte for that.
Hey, Mike, we're going to put you on hold, and Patrick's going to pick you up. Tell him which Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice you'd like, and we'll connect you with our team over at Lindholm Roofing. So if our listeners want to reach out to you in order to get on the schedule now, and I would assume, again, if you inspect something and it needs a flux capacitor, because, you know, I know, Dave over here, you know, the A-frame,
yeah.
you know, Mr. Big Shot.
A-coil.
Yeah, whatever, A-frame, A-coil. If it needs an A-coil or if it just needs a part instead of replacing a $6,000, $7,000 unit, you guys are going to be like, hey, let's just order the part. You know, we got a relay, we got a switch. It's pretty cool stuff right there.
Wow.
That's if I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, you'll just go in and replace whatever is damaged instead of replacing the whole thing, which, again, you have to be careful because the family-owned businesses that are no longer family-owned are no longer, might not, I should be careful what I say, right, attorney, might not be doing what the other previous owners had been doing and just replacing those parts. They might be going for a bigger ticket sale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. Our technicians will advise the customer what the cost is to repair, or if it's an aging unit that maybe it may not make sense financially just because there's other parts that look like they're on their way out, we will recommend a price for a replacement as well. So we'll give two different options.
Good, yes. Honest advice.
Yes.
Yeah.
30 seconds before the break. Haven't seen a licensed HVAC contractor. Are you guys licensed?
We are NATE certified. We are nationally certified. Yes.
Okay.
Great.
And your quick thoughts on a whole house fan? Andrew texted it.
There's nothing but benefit to help mm-hmm. get rid of that hot air out of the home. Yep.
Do you? And that's not kicking me out of the house, Sarah. So keep that in your lane. Do you install whole house fans?
Whole house fans, we do not.
You do not?
We do not. Those usually you have to. They're a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And you put them in the ceilings of upstairs. You're in your home, and a lot of times you have to have a carpenter reframe it because they don't fit in between the joists.
Got it.
Mega would do.
Yeah, Mega would do. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I think my 2-year-old air conditioner compressor needs a colonoscopy. Don't know what that means, but is that a technical term or is that a joke?
That's a joke.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got me. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Got that through the 5-hole 847. Keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up for another challenge. Let's see if we can get the next one through. Phone number.
847-739-4199.
All right, we got grab bag here. Tons of text questions coming in on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I've never heard of that before. Orange what?
Orangeburg. Not to be confused with Hochberg.
Because I do not degrade underground.
That's right.
I stay strong.
Or
break down. And you can put a camera through me every 5 years after a barium.
Oh.
After a barium drink.
Wow.
Clean slate.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Nothing quite like seeing polyps.
You are all too familiar with the colonoscopy.
I am open
to it. Who are you kidding? 847, keep it coming.
Yeah, 847 apologized. I'm like, it's fine. I know I could do a reverse check on your number. So I kind of know where you live.
1, David Hochberg, 0.
Yeah, wait for your tree to be burning in your front lawn tonight. 312-981-7200. Frank, I'm in the process of doing this for my father right now. Access has already come to the house, and now the next representative has to come out to do their own evaluation, which will be a two-hour visit, is what I'm told.
Awesome.
So there you go. Somebody,
yep, they're just coming in to double-check and make sure that, because unfortunately we've already had that where, you know, somebody was trying to game the system. So it's, and don't game the system, guys. That's fraud. It's big-time fraud. You can go to jail for it.
So right, and you're taken away from somebody that needs
right.
it. Right. We had a texter call in during the previous.
Texter, text in.
Texter, text in. Thank you for correcting me again. The over-under's 15. I think I'm at 12. Texted in, and I called the number back because we were on break, and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe it's David Hochberg. I'm like, yeah, we got the text. I didn't understand it. You want to briefly explain the conversation mm-hmm. you had?
So it's a young family in Naperville who has a child with disabilities, and they don't qualify for any other state program, but they are within the parameters of this new grant. Mm. So this new grant will actually help them get, you know, modify their home so that their daughter can live with them as she goes through adulthood.
Sure.
She's not going to be out on
what
her own.
What a sigh of relief for them.
Huge sigh of relief. Ugh. But they automatically assume because they live in Naperville, which mm-hmm. is a higher end community, that they would not qualify. And that's not the truth. It's not based on where you live. It's not based on gender, sexuality. It's not based on race, creed,
the big
and
one,
religion.
Age. Yes. You just, yeah.
Age, yes.
So if it's somebody who's really young, I mean, because you assume in your head, like I would assume it's for people that are over the age of 75, right?
No.
But it's not.
It's not.
For anybody who's needing it.
No, it's for anybody that's needing it, because if you have a child with a disability, mm-hmm. over time you're aging. So your ability to take care of them is really dependent on, do you have to carry them up the stairs or can we get you a lift to get them up the
stairs? Right.
Because over time you don't have the back muscles anymore to carry them up
sure.
the stairs. So.
Right. So well done. That's great.
Yes.
So she was very appreciative. 630 texted in earlier in the show about PMI.
Mm.
Are there any minimum terms for PMI? We have a newer home with private mortgage insurance. It's a conventional Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan, according to the texter. An appraisal during the buying process came in exactly what we bought it for. Since we put down 15%, we will only need to pay another 5% before we could drop PMI off. Is that correct? So here is how I explain it.
Mm-hmm.
In this example, let's say this texter bought a $100,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
They put $15,000 down. So they're at $85,000 loan, which is 85% loan to value. This is as simple as I could explain it.
Yep.
Okay? At 85% loan to value, typically the servicer and the mortgage company requires you to have PMI for a minimum of 2 years. That's what the law states, okay? The law states, and the PMI for cancellation law, Dave, as you know, once this loan, in this example, hits $78,000, the servicer automatically has to remove it.
78%.
78%, mm-hmm. which would be $78,000. Mm-hmm. So when this, in this example, when that 85%, $85,000 loan, which is 85% of loan to value of a $100,000 home,
mm-hmm.
is paid down to $78,000, by law, the PMI cancellation law, the servicer has to remove the PMI. David?
It may even happen sooner because what we haven't been used to for the 10 years, you're not taking into account appreciation of
correct.
The home. So if it goes to 110, which it may already have done under your example, they are already getting points for that 10 besides whatever they're paying down.
But
under the law, right.
Typically,
they never, right.
you have to have PMI for 2 years.
Correct, right.
Okay, and I've seen a lot of stuff on Facebook and internet and Instagram and TikTok. Oh, instead of putting down 20, put down 5, take the extra 15, enhance the value of your house, then call your servicer after all the work's done, get a new value and tell them to drop your...
No
it doesn't work
right.
that way.
Right. They so want you to make some money on
you could do that, but there's no guarantee right. they're going to remove right. your private mortgage
so
insurance.
For her question, though, if it's been less than 2 years, no, she can't do that. If it's been more than 2 years...
Try it. And here's the deal. I've helped borrowers call their servicer in the 20th month and said, listen, I'm calling on behalf of my client. I helped them get into this home a couple of years ago. They've seen rapid appreciation. You could call up other loans that you've closed in the area. You could see the appreciation has gone up just through the loans that you've done. I know we have to wait 24 months, but can we put in a request now? One guy, 30 days later, the $89 he was paying, gone. $1,000 a year savings.
Yeah.
It's worth a phone call.
Absolutely.
Pick up the phone and call. 312-981-7200. Don't call that number. Call you call the number on your... That was a bad time.
Yeah. Unless it's from 10 to 1 on Saturday.
Then yeah, then call. Yeah. Just call the servicing company, which is the number on your mortgage statement. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line, which is a number that you call during the show. We have a revocable trust from 1994. It has nothing in it since the economic downturn, had a bankruptcy in 2009. Now we want to add assets to the trust. Do we need a new trust written?
It keeps the old date, and it's a good time to come see me for a tune-up because the people you might have put in charge after you start failing may not even be in your life anymore, so we'll visit that. But no, it doesn't go away just because you took stuff out of it. It's like a box. There may be nothing in the box now. You could even put your current home in there, go buy another home, put bank accounts in there. But again, you're revisiting not only what's in it, who gets the money can be revisited in case you gave a bunch of money to a kid who never paid you back and you want to cut them out. And
it's great examples.
And right. Who you have in charge. You may not even talk to the person who was your backup trustee. So come see us for a free tune-up.
All right, 10-second answer, Mr.
Yes.
If I have my savings account in my trust and the savings account lists beneficiaries, what takes priority?
The paperwork at the bank. So make sure they're the same people you have in your trust at the same percentages.
That's good advice.
Mm. Great advice. Phone number, Dave.
630-285-5300. And as announced previously, www.wgnattorney.com.
You know, you could just say wgnattorney.com.
The World Wide Web.
I would like to not only say World Wide Web, I'd like to say the very important pre-established by Al Gore World Wide Web. Okay. That's what I want
to
say.
I'd like you to stay centered on the microphone during the next hour of the show.
I turn my head when I
know. I'd like you to stay focused for the next hour.
I haven't been doing this.
That's my goal for the next
hour. It's like asking you to get to know people's names, David.
Stop yourself.
It's just not going to happen.
Last time,
I'm so glad I came today.
Last time, Sarah will be co-hosting the show. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to go to Kathy in Arlington Heights first. Thank you for calling, Kathy.
Well, hi, David. Hi, everyone there. I really enjoy listening to you, David, every week.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding titles, regarding PMI specifically, that you just talked about. I have a family member who has a, the homeowner passed away, and the son is living in his condo, and there is PMI on the mortgage. Now, the mortgage company did not drop it off after 2 years, but I'm guessing because it was never reevaluated price, you know, value-wise, market value.
Yep.
It's gone up exponentially. Now, can an outside person other than the homeowner send those comparables into the mortgage company?
This is a great question, David Schluter. So we have a, and the reason I'm laughing is because a lot of listeners take over a residence of a parent or a loved one or a family member to keep the rate. Okay, obviously you want to keep the rate. I'm assuming the rate's low, Kathy?
Yeah, it's pretty low. It was purchased about 5-6 years ago.
Okay, so it's pretty low, I would assume. And I'm during the past 5 years, Sarah, we've seen nothing but appreciation.
Right.
So I'm sure even if they put down 3%, you've picked up at least 17% appreciation in addition to the equity you've picked up by paying down the mortgage the past 5 years, probably 5-7%. So here we have a situation, Dave. You got Junior moving into a home that somebody else took a mortgage out that passed away. Now that person wants to petition their current servicer to eliminate the PMI. Take it from there.
Well, we're really glad you called because banks will take a money order from somebody. They might even take the check from the dead person's account if there's money in it, and they don't really read. But what they will do is call the loan because their borrower has passed away. And under Illinois law, they only need to honor that loan for 1 year from the funeral. So you guys will need to be reshuffling that situation. There are products out there, but I'm really glad you called because if you started in with the funeral was whenever, and I'm sorry about it, it's a sad time when people pass, but right now you're kind of skating on something that they haven't found out about, and so you might want to reevaluate picking up the phone for that.
Or there's always two sides of every story. You could send in a letter stating that
assumption,
or just say, "Hey, you know, on behalf of my Uncle Tom," you might not have to mention that Tom's dead.
I would say let's take another direction.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, if there wasn't an attorney on the show,
another option might be.
Let's say that if you fax it in, it's wire fraud because you use the phone line, and if you mail it in, it's mail fraud.
Okay.
So let's not go there.
So what if you walk it in and hand it to him?
What if you hand it to him?
That's called smart.
But now they also don't want to own your house.
Right.
So they really don't want to call the loan. They've got all these problems after COVID. They all have 7 people working in 7 locations. So they do have what's called assumption of responsible person application, where if they really don't want your home and don't want to call the loan, you can prove who you are and that you are what's called successor in interest, and you can open that dialogue. And then they will offer to take over those terms. Again, they really aren't rubbing their hands together hoping people died so they could call those loans.
Is this something that they should do on their own, or should they call your office and hire an attorney to do it for them?
I would say this, that they're going to need a release in favor of me or whoever you call before they'll ever take my call. And so I would take a shot first and just tell the truth and try to see if you could become assumption of loan and address that PMI issue. But then if you get a lawyer, sometimes they go, hey, they got enough money to pay the lawyer, so let's give them a hard time. That's a two-edged sword.
I've tried to, because it's a close family member, I've tried to step in and give some assistance, and I have on occasion made up a mortgage payment for him.
Right.
They won't give me any information regarding the mortgage, but they'll take my payment.
Right, of course you're not on the note.
Because they have shareholders, and it's got all kinds of rules. Again, can I ask where you live? What town?
The condo itself is in Fox Lake.
Okay. All right. Again, if you want to talk to them about assumption by responsible party and address the PMI, take a shot. If you do in fact have us or even a Lake County attorney do it, they won't talk to us at all under the privacy rules without a notarized letter saying it's okay.
But to build upon what Kathy's saying, in hundreds of thousands of instances, people are sending in checks for people that have passed away and have low rates.
Right.
And the servicer's cashing the check.
Oh, right.
And until they call you and say, hey, where's Jack? You know, is Jack still alive? As long as they're getting the check,
that's why I stress they don't really want to. And again, post-COVID, the communication and enforcement of every area of what we do all day is really on its head. And just don't do a weekend at Bernie's selfie or anything where you're trying to still say he's around.
What about the title itself? How can that after the person?
Yeah, the title is already passed by law. If he had a will or didn't have a will, it's to what's called the heirs at law. And based on the family tree, I could definitely help you that of who owns the house. They became the owners, whoever they are, at the moment of his passing. It's governed by statute. And I can tell you who that is if you give me a call and we talk about your family tree. So it's not going to the state or anything like that. You don't need new title insurance, but those people all own it without a will as a matter of law. And for those of you who are young couples with kids, have somebody do wills. I have a client right now where the husband died young, and she owns her $1 million home, half with her teenagers.
Kathy, we're going to have Dave call you after the show, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Park. 312-981-7200. I'll clean up what I was trying to say after the break. 312-981-7200, because, you know, we don't break any laws here. I just wanted to just make a comment.
We know how to skirt them.
What?
We know how to skirt them.
Right.
Well, no, it's not skirting. It's just following the law in the areas where there's space. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Can I make a recommendation?
Always.
To the folks at the United Center. Maybe open up all the gates. Took like 45 minutes to get out. And there was a lady who wouldn't let me in. This lady wasn't happy.
Well, you wouldn't be happy if you got cut off, too.
Okay, you got out of the parking lot 3 seconds before me. I was up that lady's tuchus on the way out, and I just had to make a point.
Road rage.
It wasn't road rage. It was parking lot etiquette.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
As if it was yesterday, I remembered that. I could see the stamped in Canton on the back of her bumper. That's how close it was. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Frank, lots of questions coming in here. Text. I met with a lead independent living specialist in Stevenson County about 2 weeks ago. I applied for a stair lift, so I have access to my basement. She said that I have been approved income-wise, and I'm waiting for 3 different quotes. So
awesome.
Can you handle that?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're waiting for a quote, you can just give us a call directly and let us know that you're part of that, because it may be a bit before the Center for Independent Living lets us know, because mm-hmm. they're fielding so many applications.
Yep.
And they're on limited staff at the moment.
Where can she call?
630-616-6249, or go to our website at allaboutaccess.com. Let us know what you're looking for, and we will absolutely come out and do that. And even if you haven't applied yet and you're about to apply, we can do the assessment prior, you know, so that you have an idea of how much funding you'll be looking for.
We got a text here for Chris. Chris, you made the text line, buddy.
All right.
All right, wake up.
Wake up.
David, can you ask the HVAC guy if I should switch to electric water heater? With the trend going away from gas, are electric water heaters quieter, more efficient? I have boiler heat, so that will always have gas for that. Love your show. So what are your thoughts on that?
From a sound perspective, unless you have a power-vented, direct-vented water heater that has a motor on it, you know, your regular water heater doesn't really produce a sound. So the electric water heater, I think, would be one and the same. An efficiency standpoint, electric is 100% efficient, where gas, you know, part of your combustion and your gas use is going up your chimney as waste. So it would be more efficient. And in terms of the sound, it doesn't make a sound. So.
What's the difference in cost?
It depends on the household, depending on what your how much you use, mm-hmm. you know, how many people are in the home, how if you deplete the water heater, if you have a teenager that likes to take an hour shower.
You live with Hochberg, yeah.
it varies from home to home, okay. But electric, you'll see a little bit more in savings with the gas prices, what they are.
Got it.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Bob in Tinley Park, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good. You got a question for Sarah?
I do. Well, I think it's for Sarah. I have my great uncle passed away 5-6 years ago. He owned properties here and there. I'm getting calls from this real estate company in Texas that says that he owned a lot there and they want to buy it, and they have my name.
Hmm.
Does that sound legit, or how do I prove that I am his nephew, or they just, is it a scam?
You ever hear of that one?
Yeah, it's a good question. I own different rental properties, and I do get texts from agents all over, or companies that are all over, that they pull that information. But they're getting your information from somewhere. So you're not aware of a property in Texas or a plat that he owns?
No, I mean, he was from Chicago also, but I don't know. You know, he would buy like a plot, like there was a development going up. Somebody would tell about, he gets in early, buys a lot, so we don't know where all his properties were at.
I'd start with that. I'd have somebody pull Dave, or either of the Daves. They can pull that information, right?
Dave, yeah, can you get it?
Yeah, there's
they sent me a copy of a deed or something like that.
All right.
With his name on there and everything.
All right,
yeah,
Dave, you want to check
they're
it
out? They're just trolling properties that have not had any sale for a long time. That's all public record. It sounds like it is legit. I wonder if there's been any real estate taxes paid on it since he passed, though, because no property has no real estate taxes. So that's, you might want to call the county treasurer of the county stated on that deed. You can Google it. It'll say Lot 12 in, you know, Houston County, Texas, and then just go on Google and put in Houston County treasurer, and it might be interesting to see that the taxes are brought current, because you can lose it to the county for taxes if you think it's worth something. It'd be worth a phone call.
But don't just sell it to that company. I mean, call a realtor and have them give you the value and really look into it if that's something that you want to explore.
Yeah, I've got realtor. So do you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've got realtor relations.
We have a real estate agent we use for our family. I'm sorry, real estate attorney. Would they be able to help with something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. They could even make that call on the taxes. And then most of us belong to national title companies that have agents all over the country. So they probably have a relationship with a title company in Texas.
All right, Bobby.
All right, thanks. Thanks for your help. I'll give them a call.
Yep, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Natalie. Whoops, I picked up Bob again. Hang on, Bob. Natalie's on three. Natalie, how are you? Got a quick question for Dave.
Okay, the attorney. It's kind of layered. It's a question about...
Well, you only get one layer because we're up against a break here.
Okay, powers of attorney. Can you limit, say, if you want it once set up, if you've lost family members unexpectedly due to illnesses that came out of nowhere, you have no spouse or children like me, and I'm not looking to get married, but you want to make sure that your money...
Oh, there goes Natalie. Okay. Well, maybe Natalie unexpectedly passed away during the call. I don't know what happened. We didn't drop you, Natalie. So if you want to call back, call back. Did you understand what she was saying?
She was getting to something that I can definitely help her, but I'm not. I don't have the Magneto helmet from Avengers.
Maybe her boyfriend heard her say she doesn't want to get married.
Right.
And that cut
was
that
it.
Call.
Maybe.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Oh, he's out in the yard by the pedestal.
Do I have time for other texts? Or are
yeah,
we...
go ahead. We got 2 minutes.
Okay. My sister-in-law is in the first stages of a foreclosure. Any recommendations on who she can contact for advice?
Down in Florida.
Right. I think the question becomes, does your sister want to try and stay in the home, or does your sister know that she no longer can afford to do so and need to move? If she wants to move, she would need to call a realtor. If she wants to stay, she'd need to call the loan servicer.
Or a bankruptcy attorney.
Sure.
Because you could save a home from a foreclosure with a bankruptcy. A lot of our listeners don't know that. So I think this texter emailed me, and I have your email. I was driving my daughter to camp yesterday, so I have your email, and I contacted my partner down in Florida, down in Tampa, to see if he's got some
very good
resources as well. And you've got one more on another text that came in after that.
Yeah. I sold a house in Wisconsin. Closing went fine. 2 days after closing, my realtor called and requested us to DocuSign a form from the selling agent, forgot claiming that we have no knowledge of radon. He apparently can't get his commission without this signed form. We are apprehensive signing a form after closing.
Are we overreacting?
I think it's all fine because it's what the knowledge is. And if they don't have any knowledge and it's the truth, help the person out so they can get paid.
So he's saying to read the disclosure and see what the disclosure reads. If it says they have no knowledge and they have no records of radon, then there's really nothing to worry about.
Right.
If that were to read otherwise, then maybe that's a call to get a better explanation as to what exactly you're signing.
And I think some of the companies, what they do, they audit before they let the broker takes in the money from the title companies, you know, Sarah, but before then, because you're a broker, but when they turn around and pay the individual agent, they scrub that to make sure they're never going to get audited if that person leaves.
They're just doing
office.
Quality control. Right.
Yeah, I think they could help the guy out, especially if they have no knowledge of radon. They got nothing to lose.
Everyone has to sign that form in Illinois. I'm assuming they have to do in Wisconsin as well. So it is not a form you should be scared of.
And just to build upon that, every once in a while, a form does get missed at the closing or at a purchase or a refinance.
Right. Yeah.
And something has to be signed. So don't be scared of it if your lender or your realtor or the title company reaches out. You might want to check with your attorney, obviously, like you're doing now.
Yeah.
But like on a refinance, if you miss a 4506 that the lender needs to pull your taxes to do an audit and the title company forgot to have you sign it, don't freak out. You signed it twice already, once when you did the loan and once when you closed. It's just an extra form that they need. So that just throw it in there. Here's a good one. Our mortgage company, U.S. Bank, said we have an FHA loan. So unless we refinance, we have to keep paying PMI. Our FHA loans require to remove PMI as well. Thank you, Michael. So here's the rule. I think it passed in 2006. They changed the rule of PMI. Mm. Okay, it was around there. It was right around. They basically changed the rule and screwed homeowners because back in the day, you used to be able to drop PMI and FHA loans. After the change that went through, I'm trying to find the year. If you have a 30-year fixed loan and you put less than 10% down, you will have PMI on that loan for the remainder of the 30 years.
For those who don't know, what is PMI?
Private mortgage insurance, which is an insurance policy that is that you pay into every single month that protects the servicer from the loan going into foreclosure.
So their only way out of that is to refinance.
Is to refinance. If you put 10% down on a 30-year fixed loan, you'll have PMI for 16 years unless you refinance. Okay. And if you put 10% and on a 15-year fixed FHA loan, you have to begin the loan for 11 years before you do it.
I always learn something on this show.
Here's the hack around it. As the rates come down and you went into an FHA loan, I know we got to hit a break, so I'm going to talk fast. Refinancing out of your FHA loan into a shorter-term loan to secure a lower payment, you might keep the payment the same, but eliminate the PMI, and you'll reduce the term of your loan while paying it off faster.
By just changing the loan type.
Right. From a FHA to a conventional without PMI, your payment might not drop, but the payment that you're making is going to pay your loan off faster, which will save you thousands of dollars and have that money be applied towards the principal.
We have to talk about the listener who's going to get a higher rate but save money after the break.
We will do that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You had a great text in about visually impaired for Frank.
Yeah. Oh, that one.
Yeah, did you want to read it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's a great text.
I have two texts. I have to say, now that I'm in control of the text lines, it's easy. It's very easy. And I've blown it up. People are wanting to text me.
Yeah,
guys,
you're right.
I want to text you too. This is great.
All right, focus. We've got 23 minutes left on the show.
Does the state grant previously discussed also apply to visually impaired?
Yes. So visually impaired is a disability. You know, so that would cover stuff like sound sensors. Mm-hmm. You know, it would also cover some people with visually impaired. Mm-hmm. You just can't see certain colors, or they can only see certain colors.
Yeah.
So we've done it before. We've gone out and painted a porch completely orange.
Wow.
Because then they would know they're hitting on their outside porch.
Right.
You know, adding handrails. I mean, so many different things that they will
Right. So they don't discriminate against disabilities. If you have a disability.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
And the answer is yes, it applies.
Zero discrimination.
Right.
AllAboutAccess.com to complete the form.
Yes.
On your website.
Yep. It's right up on our homepage banner.
And the link for the income, you could click on there, put in your county, put in your address to see if the income qualifies as well. 312-981-7200.
I'll read the other?
Yep. Read the other one.
Okay. This is for you, Dave. My mom is in her late 80s and very manipulated by my older siblings. She has been taken advantage by them, and she gave them power of attorney. She still lives at the home, but loss of memory oftentimes. She has never been diagnosed with dementia, but she has declined over the past decade. I know when she passes, they will throw everything away and take all of the money. Is there anything that I can do?
If it's not at the level of duress, and she truly is making bad choices, her problem is with her mother, not with the siblings. Hmm. In other words, it's the mom letting herself be manipulated. If it does get to the level of duress or elder abuse, they can make a move for guardianship and knock out those powers of attorney. But that's a trial with the mother as a party, and the court appoints an independent lawyer to see if you're correct in your guess. And if you lose, you might end up paying the attorney's fees that the family incurred.
Yeah.
Very common of inter-sibling resentments.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and I'm not criticizing this person in the least, because I have...
Go ahead, it's radio.
Well, what I'm saying is, oftentimes, it's someone who's been out of their lives, and that's why they're not included. And then, 5 years into it, they go, I haven't been included. But they had been estranged, and I'm not saying this at all. I don't know the family story, but I've also seen, though, where the estranged kids are the bad ones too. But
sure,
but they could move for guardianship, but it's quite a risk.
So they can call you and talk to you about the scenarios, because if there was somebody really being manipulated, maybe that there's a case for that then.
Yeah, but there, but one thing they need to know is that there will be an independent lawyer that won't take either side. It's called a guardian ad litem attorney.
Yeah.
And they go in with blinders and don't look at either side.
Sure.
And then they tell the judge what's going on. And if you guess wrong, you might be stuck with the attorney's fees.
And a lot of those guardian ad litems are bulldogs.
Yeah. Well, at least that there's an option.
Yeah. They're looking out. Yeah.
Absolutely. They're looking out for the client. That's
they can give us a call.
Only goal.
Okay. Dave, share the story about the clients who called in with a 4% interest rate.
Yeah, listen to this. Call in 4% interest rate. They need $8,000 to pay off some debt. They need $8,000 to finish off schooling loan. They need $35,000 to fix some type of pipe that broke underneath their home.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Boom. Call in for a HELOC. No problem. Ran the numbers. HELOC, you could save this, you could save that. Ran their credit, $1,100 car payment. I'm like, oh, you forgot to tell me about the $54,000 car loan on there for $1,100. Long story short, added everything up, right? If they went into a HELOC at KCTCU, they would save $500 and keep their 4% whatever loan.
Mm-hmm.
If you rolled in everything together into a new loan, they'd save $1,000, but their rate would be in the high in the mid sevens, and I'd be able to cover the costs with this borrower. My husband is not a big fan of leaving the 4% loan. I said, all due respect to your husband, would he? Which number is higher, 500 or 1,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
500. So they're consolidating all of the debt, but paying a higher interest rate, and they're saving $1,000 a month versus keeping it the way that it is because they like the number in the rate and having 500 less
correct
a month to spend.
They'd rather put $100,000 into a line of credit. As of right now, we're still not done having the conversation.
Sure.
Because the wife's home for the summer because her job's over, and she's the daughter of a listener, right? A listener in WGN referred me her daughter, so I talked to her yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's not a big fan of this. I'm like, well, in all due respect to your husband, he's not thinking straight here.
Which is always the case. I mean, the husband's always wrong, right?
Yes.
He fell into that one.
Okay, walked right into that one. So it's got to do with, it's not about the rate, it's about the payment. We're going to follow up with emails. We'll figure it Saturday, let everybody calm down.
Yeah.
Because the husband's obviously not making a rational decision here.
Yeah.
Right? When you look at it, it's either $1,700 or $2,700.
Right.
Okay, your rate might suck on the $1,700, but $1,700 is still less than $2,700.
Right.
Okay, to me...
problem solved.
It's math.
Yeah.
Okay. But again, we'll get into that a little later.
Well, and that's how our show's been for years, Dave. Since we've been together, like since 2008, you're willing to not make any money but still say the right thing.
Well,
we've been doing that together for years.
It's up to you.
Right,
if you want to save $500, I'll kick you over to KCTCU. If you want to save $1,000, and
That's what I meant.
It made more sense to refinance.
Yeah.
Chris, we got a texter here. What's the phone number I want to get on the schedule to get my unit checked out before the heat wave? What's the 800 number for Lindholm?
It's 847-739-4199, or they could just go on lindeman.com and schedule it online.
I just want to make sure you corrected that, because I said Lindholm, and that would be for the roofing, and your Lindeman, that would be for the chimney and the air conditioning.
You guys do online scheduling, huh?
Yes.
Well, that's nice.
Yep.
Convenient.
Mm-hmm.
That website again?
Lindeman.com.
Spell Lindeman for our listeners that aren't familiar, because it is kind of a unique spelling.
Sure. It's Lindeman.
Two N's at the end. Yep. One D, two N's at the end.
Yep.
My daughter bought a single family home in Arlington Heights 3 years ago. She currently is paying PMI with an incredible 3.5% interest rate. Does she have to refinance to stop paying PMI? So the answer is, if she's in an FHA loan, yes. If she's not in an FHA loan... no. So 3 years is long enough. You have to call your servicing company. Homes in the past 3 years in Arlington Heights, Sarah, single-family house, are up at least 10-15%.
Absolutely.
Okay. So your daughter gets a hold of the mortgage statement. There's an 800 number on there. Call the mortgage company, the servicing company. Give them the loan number. Your daughter's to ask, what do I have to do to remove the PMI? They will tell her what she has to do, tell her to do it, and then within 30 to 45, 60 days, they should be able to do an online check, get a realtor opinion value, or do an appraisal, which your daughter will have to pay for. Then after the review, she will then be able to have the PMI dropped automatically.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an FHA loan, you got to refinance it. Frank, we got 30 seconds before the break.
How many limes can you get into one iced tea?
Well, that's a great question that we'll cover after the break, because Frank and I had... had lunch with Kevin at Rosebud on Thursday. We had a great waiter by the name of Omar.
Omar was fantastic.
He had a lump on his head, and I was going to call him Lumpy, and you guys said, don't call him Lumpy, but his name is Omar. He's a great guy.
Why do you have a lump on his head?
I don't know. I think
knock him out because he didn't bring enough limes?
I think the stress of having to work with us.
David made him get iced tea from downstairs just to see him running up and down the stairs.
Because it tastes
better from downstairs.
312-981-7200. 312, great guy. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for more information. We'll be back after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Investigative. Look at that. I made up a word. Whoa. That was pretty good. Is that a word?
That is not a word.
Okay, and now is?
I think it's investigative.
Well, I think
you put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Well, that's added to the Hoch vocabulary.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Sarah's got a pressing question for Dave Schluter. Go, Sarah.
What do you think the average age of Frank's clients are? People calling in and needing assistance from his company.
50.
And what do you think?
Chris?
40.
37.
I
guess 70. Mm-hmm. I thought they were all Dave Hochberg's age.
Have they had knee injuries and things or what? What's
car accidents?
Oh, car accidents.
Strokes.
Oh,
boy. Medical surgeries gone wrong.
I mean,
so many different reasons. Because
I was thinking neuropathy. That was the one I was sure.
Sometimes it's genetic defects that just click in when you're 13 years old. It's amazing what's out there. Sad.
Well, yeah.
But you've got job security, bud. I mean, that's sad. But boy, if there's that many people hurting.
I've always said the greatest day of my life will be the day we get to close our company because we're not needed anymore.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah. But at least you're providing solutions.
Yeah. What's neuropathy?
Neuropathy is where you lose sense of touch because diabetes destroys your nerves in your feet, and you literally can't walk.
Oh, that's like MS, too.
There's another one. Diabetes is huge.
Yeah.
You know, it's very
It turns off the sense of feeling. Right. You cut your foot. You don't even know it. 2 days later, you're in like ICU.
That was my uncle.
It's already infected.
Yeah, his foot amputated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You step on something at the beach, you go home, and you don't feel it because you can't feel the pain.
Not aware of that.
And then you end up dead. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Great way to
end the show. It's really an uplifting show.
Yeah.
Very positive.
Okay, so we're having lunch. I like my iced tea with limes in it. I don't know what's so shocking.
Oh, no. Not just with limes. Yeah. Omar. Thanks for the iced tea. Can I have a cup of ice?
Yeah.
And a couple of limes. Give me a couple of limes.
Okay. Not one or two.
No, you want a couple of limes?
Yeah.
No. In wedges, a whole cup of limes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very high maintenance. Oh. For our listeners that don't know.
And literally.
Yeah.
So he's on his second one, right? And he keeps putting all the limes into the same glass.
He's trying to take my cup away. I'm like, what are you doing?
You have them all smushed in there? Yeah, I get that.
Oh, the bottom of the cup, literally. Literally. Half the cup was lime.
Yeah.
Then it was about a third of ice cubes.
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of iced tea on top.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? I'm like, dude, where are you
going?
What
was the McDonald's thing that went viral when you solved something big?
When I did the iced coffee?
Yes.
Yeah, I just say I want iced coffee, and they wouldn't give me iced coffee. So I'm like, okay.
They weren't serving it.
Yeah. I'm like, how tough is this? Give me a large glass of ice.
The machine was busted, yeah.
No, they just didn't have iced coffee.
Well,
whatever the hell it is. So I got a large thing of ice.
And put coffee.
I got coffee. I'm like, look, McDonald's, this is how you do it. And I'm like, boom. And I put it in there, and I had my iced coffee. Like, what do I know about coffee? I don't give a crap. It's brown water, right? I just wanted something cold with some caffeine in it. I got 250,000 views. All these yuppie, this boomer, look at this guy, he doesn't know. And you know what pissed them off more? I thanked every single one of them. I'm like, thank you for the comment. Thank you for the... They didn't know what to do, right?
Your daughter was embarrassed because you're blowing up.
My daughter's like, I can't believe people are...
You're embarrassing me. You did your job as a dad then.
Like, God.
Have you ever had Lime-Aide? It's in cold plastic half-gallon containers at all grocery stores. It's lemonade, but it's lime.
I'll check into that.
You go crazy. Lime-Aide.
Right. I don't know where we're going with this, but we've got 3 minutes left.
It's the best.
That would be nowhere.
Let's go.
You're nowhere fast.
Let's go around the horn here. Dave, you got 1 minute. Stay focused on the mic. Nugget of knowledge. Go.
Nugget of knowledge is it's okay to sign a real estate contract as a purchaser or a seller as long as it has attorney's review. The only thing we can't do is change the price. And people have asked me to do that because of this goofy market with counteroffer. So anything other than the price, if the price is right, it's okay to sign. I don't need to see it ahead of time. I have 5 business days once it's accepted. Dave Schluter, 630-285-5300, on the web, WGNattorney.com.
Nice job.
Nailed it.
Chris Hoffman, Lindemann Chimney.
chimney.
You'll get it. Chimney, heating and air conditioning, fireplace as well. What nugget of knowledge you want to leave our listeners?
Just avoid premature breakdowns when you when it matters the most. Have it serviced. Be proactive. Give us a call at Lindemann. You can reach us at Lindemann.com or 847-739-4199.
I just turned the mics off. How dirty is Sarah's chimney?
I don't know. It's not there.
That's in the classified section?
Yeah, that's right.
I think it's a HIPAA violation.
Yeah, well, no, that's fine.
HIPAA, yeah. I think it is.
She thinks it is.
You see, somebody asked if I said you were 70.
I know. That's very well done. No, I'm not 70. I'm just 57.
He's 73.
I'm 57. I'm working my... Hopefully, I'll get to 73. Frank, Wasilewski Access... allaboutaccess.com is where our listeners go.
Yes, please go to allaboutaccess.com. If you have any questions regarding disabilities or anything regarding the grant program we've been talking about, happy to talk to you anytime, day or night. So please just fill out a form. I will get back to you ASAP, or somebody from my team will. And if you'd like to meet our team, we'll be out at the Schaumburg Renaissance Center from June 21st to 23rd at the Midwest Abilities Expo. So look forward to seeing you.
All right, Sarah Leonard Legacy Properties. Mm-hmm. What nugget of knowledge you want to leave us with, my friend?
If you guys are thinking of listing your home for the spring market, call us before making any improvements or repairs to the house, 224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
All right, just want to leave everybody with this. If you have any questions about real estate, anything that has to do with your home, if you want anything fixed, if you've got a legal question, if you've got a sale, if you've got a short sale, like my friend texted us during the show and emailed me in Tampa, we have resources throughout the country. Mm-hmm. Okay, and if you're looking to buy or you're looking to sell, again, we talked about this the last time you were on, these cash for real estate companies, they're great companies, they've got a purpose, but if you think you're going to get top dollar selling your house for cash and selling it in 5 to 10 days, you're not. Their model is set up to buy those homes at a substantial discount so you could get out quick. Mm-hmm. Sarah's got resources to sell that house just as quick at a much larger price range than the cash for keys guys, okay? And there's nothing wrong with those companies. Just educate yourself as to what's going on, okay? Got a lot of calls this week about reverse mortgages. Keep them coming. Some we could help, some we can't help. We put them in the right direction. And if you're looking to purchase a home and you're going to be buying it with a mortgage, it's a pretty good idea to get yourself pre-approved so you're not wasting your time and, more importantly, the realtor's time before you start shopping for a home that you might not be able to afford.
Absolutely.
And if you want to upset a real estate professional on both the buy and the sell side, hop in their car and start looking at homes that you can't afford, and then tell them, oh, sorry for wasting 4 days of your life and 7 gallons of gas and the 2 lunches you bought me because you're doing a solid. We can't afford this home. All right?
You'd be a great realtor driving people around, no, 7 gallons, and yeah, buying them lunch.
Seven, well, you know, because I'm hungry. If I'm eating, everybody's eating. All right. You can reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. I just want to put a special shout out to Chicago Blackhawks for thanking them publicly for hiring a professional play-by-play broadcaster to do the TV. I'm very excited for this upcoming season. We're very excited, us Blackhawks fans. As the unofficial spokesperson of all Blackhawks fans, I just wanted to say that. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back next Saturday. Go to WGNDavid.com for podcasts and previous shows, all of our contact information. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard team, Frank Wasilewski from Access, Chris Hoffman from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.